This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Your friends here to deliver the best radio program we can, because we can. D, me, J, her, V, her. 1, 2, 3, hike. Okay, so last night, D. Gordon opened up the Miami Marlins' first game since Jose Fernandez killed in that boating crash over the weekend. They canceled their game on Sunday. Apparently, this guy was really well-liked.
Oh.
So, this guy gets up, D. Gordon gets up to the plate. Somebody, I don't even know who the pitcher was, throws him a ball, and he crashes it out of the park.
Wow. Yep. D. Gordon, by the way, not that this is the story, but he used to be on the Dodgers. Amazing
really?
Player. Really good
yeah.
player.
Well, he looked up at the, I'm looking at a picture. It makes me want to cry.
Oh, Doug, I watched this game, and I had, they did it, all of the Marlins wore number 16. They yeah. had, the Mets were very respectful and stood yeah. there and clapped, and some of them were a little misty-eyed. There yeah. is nothing that makes me cry faster than an entire baseball team full of grown men with just
yeah.
weeping.
Yeah.
I mean,
they're,
every single one mm. of them had tears yeah. just streaming down their face.
I'm looking at some of the things, some of the Twitter posting. D. Gordon, this guy named Anthony, D. Gordon batted right-handed for one pitch in a tribute to Jose Fernandez. He hit it as a leadoff homer. Unbelievable, unreal, incredible. And there are thousands of likes to all of these posts. So he, I don't, you know, I'm not a big sports fan. I watch
right.
a lot of sports.
Right. He just has such an incredible right. story that he tried to escape Cuba twice.
Yeah.
And then on his second attempt, he and his mother actually made it, and they were on a boat going to Mexico when the mother fell overboard. And at 15 years old, he jumps in after his mother and saves her life.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Brings him, you know, they get back on the boat. They go in through Texas, I think. They come into the country. Mm-hmm. And then they end up in Florida. And it just... wow, 24 years. I mean, think about the life he lived in the 24
yeah.
years that he did have
yeah.
on the planet. I mean, pretty
yeah.
amazing.
Well, and the extra sad detail now, his girlfriend is pregnant.
I heard
so,
that.
Really?
Yeah. yeah. And yeah. I think she's probably 4 months or 5 months along. So,
see, there's always a jerk in here. There's a guy named Dino who says, what an incredible moment. I'm just reading some of these posts. And it happened, the groove was there, affirms his status, talking about Fernandez as the champion of everything. And then some jerk responds, even if he grooved, it was Gordon's first home run of the year.
Oh, but D. Gordon is such a great player. He's not a home run hitter, by the way.
No.
That's what makes his story so unique. He's a yeah. base runner. He's a great fielder. He's a great person to have on your team. But, yeah, he doesn't
yeah.
hit those big home runs all the time.
Yeah. Wow. Anyway,
there were New York fans. My boyfriend is a diehard Mets fan, and he said he after the game started, he said, you know, I don't really even want the Mets to win this because this is just. And there were Mets fans in the audience who didn't go, who had tickets and didn't go to the game because they didn't want. They felt too weird rooting for the Mets to win against the Marlins.
There's a guy named Patrick who says, I'm a grown man crying almost hysterically watching other grown men cry.
So emotional.
Can I be the.
Oh, God, don't be that guy.
No, you don't have to be
whatever
there.
You're going to say.
It's a very special moment. It's fantastic. It's a great story.
There's a guy who writes, my wife thinks I'm a sociopath, sitting here crying and watching it on my device.
The other day we watched Vin Scully retire, right?
Oh, my God.
And they crack a home run for him, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
And then I remember back when
how
Cal
come they
Ripken,
can't crack a home run all the time? Is that the?
And I'm
good
watching
question.
Cal Ripken when
yeah.
he broke the streak.
Yeah.
His last hit in that
you
game.
You want to, you do.
He hit a home run.
Yeah.
Or is it a good story that MLB writes and has played out for us? What better story last night would you want to see than this play out?
A lot better than watching that damn debate, to tell you that.
Yeah. So, you know, and would you blame MLB from saying, you know what, Let's make this really nice for everybody.
So you're saying the games are fixed? I'm not sure what's...
I'm saying that hit could be fixed.
Shoeless Joe McFadden over here. What's happening?
Right. No, it's possible.
Shoeless Joe McFadden.
Well, look at the guy in the tinfoil hat talking about chemtrails last hour.
Yeah, all right. I mean...
So here's another one. Here's this one. All right, this will spoil the mood to a point.
Okay.
From Scottsdale, Arizona, Foothills Academy College Prep School. They have a soccer team. Drove an hour to play against the Faith Christian team from Mesa, Arizona, only to be told that they would not play the game. That is, that the Foothills Academy soccer team was not going to play against Mesa. Mesa said, nothing going on, nothing doing. Foothills has two young women players, appeared to be the problem with the boys at the Foothills team. It was the problem with the Mesa team.
Yeah.
The boys at Foothill responded by saying they wouldn't play without all their players. These are sisters, Alyssa and Colette Hawking, who are both midfielders. This is the second game this season that an opposing team refused to play against Foothills Academy because they have two girls on the roster. Did they understand this is 2016? Hello. Knock, knock. Anybody home? The season opener was the first time a team refused to play them. Rather than forfeit the game, the two sisters said they didn't want their male teammates to suffer, so they sat out the game. But the other night, this game was a different story.
Why would they have to forfeit if the other team refuses to play?
They could just, it should be they win it.
Right, yeah.
Shouldn't they win if the other team says, I'm not playing, they ought to win.
I think they just didn't want to make a bigger deal since it was the season opener, so they just said, fine, let's just not, you know, I think they wanted their team to play, and so they sat it out. Which they shouldn't have had to do.
But under the rules, don't you, when you refuse to play another team, don't you automatically forfeit the game?
Right. Yeah.
And they win.
If you won't take the field, you forfeit.
Right. That's the way. And it was ultimately ruled a forfeit for Faith Christian. It's against conference rules to refuse to play a team for having female players.
But the thing that really bugs me
about... What are you saying to a kid this age?
Well, see, this is the problem that I have with this story, and this went viral yesterday. This is the problem.
Faith Christian? What's Christian about that?
Well,
teaching these kids?
Mesa Faith Christian School, the administrator said, I know it appears to fly in the face of what everyone is wanting to promote today, and that's equality. It's based on a religious perspective that God created guys and girls differently. That's what they're justifying by saying they will not play soccer against the two girls. Okay.
Make sure you don't go back to whatever that...
But see, the thing that pisses me off about... Exactly. But it's just... Yeah. They said, we want to teach our men that honor of ladies is just not in sports. We struggle how to teach them that if we're allowing them to play against women. That is teaching them equality. Allowing them to play against women and treating everyone equally, that is teaching them the right lesson.
They just have these iron athletes over there that don't want to embarrass the girls, right?
I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah. I don't want the girls to embarrass
male
them.
Athletes,
girls are
right.
Probably better than they are. All right, coming up in a moment, if you're a yoga fan, you will be very interested in the information that I am about to relate to you, yoga people. Listen up, 14 past the hour.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price of participation vary.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from Geico.
Let's talk about power. To illustrate this, allow me to tell you a story about how I moved a tow truck 25 miles using only my index finger. I was stranded with a flat tire. I opened the Geico app. Then, with a few taps of my finger, I beckoned emergency roadside assistance and a tow truck to my car. I invite you all to unleash the full potential of your fingertips with the Geico app. Thank you.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home design and DIY experts Ben and Aaron Napier. It's college football season, which also means it's tailgating season. Whether you're a current student or loyal alumnus, travel to support your team with this budget-friendly tip.
Aaron and I love going to our alma mater football games at Ole Miss with family and friends. We're lucky that it's close enough to drive, but for away games, we pack up the car and take a road trip, which gives us a chance to explore a new city.
For our tailgating adventures and to maximize our travel budget, we love to use our Bank America Cash Rewards credit card because we earn 3% cash back at gas stations. We also earn 2% cash back at grocery stores and now at wholesale clubs for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on all other purchases.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback. That's bankofamerica.com/getcashback. I'm Taylor Purdie.
Hi, I'm Jen O'Neill.
And I'm Jeff Manheimer.
And we're the founders of Tripping.com, the world's largest site for vacation rentals. Tripping.com is the fastest and easiest way to book vacation homes. We'll show you all available rentals from VRBO, TripAdvisor, Booking.com, and more.
Visit Tripping.com today to book rentals in Virginia Beach, New York City, Maui, Lake Tahoe, and international spots like Paris, Rio, and Sydney.
You'll save an average of 18% per night by booking your vacation rental on Tripping.com.
That's TRIPPING.com.
Keep yourself and your wallet healthy with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. In addition to Plenty points, earn Wellness Plus points every time you shop. $1 spent on everyday items gets you 1 point, and get up to 25 points on every prescription you fill. When you've reached 1,000 Wellness Plus points, you'll get 20% off our regular prices for a year. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through October 1st, earn 1,000 Plenty points when you spend $30 on select P&G products. See RiteAid.com and circular for details.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner. It's the 17 after the hour with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Framingham, Massachusetts, my hometown, has a man who's won the lottery twice in the past 10 months. He picked up $2.5 million on November 12th, and yesterday he got another check for $1 million. Instant ticket prize. This is a scratch game
that
just started. He was the first winner of this last fall. How do you do that?
I hear your odds are better on the instant ticket stuff to hit big than on the actual lottery.
Yeah.
The Mega Millions.
God love the guy. Anyway.
He must.
Somebody does. Yeah, exactly. Right. Jesus loves me, this I know because the Bible tells me so.
Jesus loves me, this I know because the lottery tells me
so. Yeah. Okay. Those of you who like to go to yoga class, you might want to listen for a moment because there's some new research suggesting it may not be as good an exercise as you think it is. The type of exercise you're supposed to be doing for 150 minutes a week in the name of aerobic health, according to the Center for Disease. Well, you can always figure the government's going to throw cold water on something. Their physical activity guidelines. Do you know there are 100 people working in this department? You and I as taxpayers pay for 100 people to study stuff like this. Researchers looked at 17 studies on yoga, and the energy expended found most of the work done during a yoga class count as light intensity. I went to a yoga class twice, the hot yoga. These guys are full of old shoes, I'll tell you that.
Hot yoga.
It
so
was
sweaty.
Oof,
it was invented by the Nazis, I know.
Oh, is that okay?
It's the worst thing ever.
So is the CDC right? I know somebody very well who likes to go to yoga. And that seems to be something that she's passionate about. I guess there are so many different types. There's the meditational yoga that's good, hatha yoga.
Right. The vinyasa flow stuff my friends are into. They love that. But
I think it's good for your state of mind, and it's good to stretch your muscles out, too, a little bit.
It is.
I mean, it's obviously not going to be replacing aerobic exercise,
right,
but to do it in addition to aerobic exercise, I
sure
think that's awesome.
Right. All right.
I love doing.
So you know what I say to the government? This is, by the way, if you elect the right president, this stuff will all stop. But under the circumstance, why do we spend money for this kind of stuff? Here we go.
This is Zamfir, isn't it? What you listen to when you do yoga?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
All right, that's
something from an old Western. I feel like there's a tumbleweed going by.
Zamfir, all right, I just took care of that study. Gonzo, who is this? Master of
Zamfir, master of the pan flute.
That's it, right. We got 21 after the hour.
Has neck back or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off to my city, off to my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul.
It's a great song. Great song.
Such a good song.
Yeah.
It drops.
Very good, this guy.
I can't take my eyes off of it. Moving so phenomenally. Come on, rock the way we rock it. So don't stop. It's under the lights when everything goes. Nowhere to hide when I'm getting you close. When we move, well, you already know.
He is the new Blue Eyes Soul.
I can see but you when you dance.
Can't stop the feeling. Justin Timberlake, who recruited Gwen Stefani, James Corden, Anna Kendrick, and Zooey Deschanel for a new version of the song. And that's what you're hearing here. Very groovy. Very groovy. I mean, he's more a part of this than anybody else, but you can hear these other vocals.
Well, they're all in the same Trolls movie together.
Uh-huh.
It's coming out, I think, in November. It's going to be huge. I mean, it's had so much press already over, you know, promoting it. So they're all lending their voices, and then some of them can actually sing, like Anna Kendrick can.
Mm-hmm. Don't be discouraged. Oh, I realize
Anna Kendrick,
hard to take
courage, covering Cyndi Lauper's True Colors.
In a world full of people, you can lose sight of it all. The darkness inside you can make you feel so small.
It's an interesting soundtrack. They did a lot of covers on it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is a very different take.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of pretty, though. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's see. That's Anna Kendrick. Justin Timberlake also
with Justin,
sharing.
Yeah.
Yeah. What'd I say?
Anna Kendrick.
Justin.
But it's Justin and Anna together. We didn't get to the part where they were duetting yet.
Here they are together, Gwen Stefani and Justin Timberlake, on What You Working With.
Feeling so good. Here I'm saying my, walking over so fresh.
in oversupply. All shine all time.
Pretty interesting, huh? Good.
No, okay. Justin did the whole album. He got everybody together and said, okay, they, I guess initially it asked him to do one song, and then he ended up doing the whole soundtrack to the movie.
Yeah, good. I like him.
That has to be kind of a fun project for an artist.
That little worm from Canada could learn a lot from him.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Justin Bieber.
There's no talent comparison there.
All right, the Backstreet Boys back in the news, Jen Jen.
Richie? Yes.
They announced their new Planet Hollywood residency in Las Vegas. Next day, they were making themselves at home. They made a surprise appearance with Florida Georgia Line at the iHeart Music Festival last Saturday.
I like it.
Two groups have some history, apparently. They teamed up for the song God, Your Mama, and Me. I don't know that song, Jen Jen. Should I?
If you know, I don't think I know it either. Yeah, the new
that's
one.
From their new album, yeah.
Really? Florida Georgia Line told the audience that they have always been fans of the Backstreet Boys. I mean, what is the matter with you? What is the button? Is it sticking? What are you doing?
We're talking about switch songs.
Is that what it is?
Has some jelly in there.
Yeah, right. Coffee.
You don't want to hear another song?
I didn't hear another song. No, I heard it's a number one hit this week. Anyway,
they seem like an unlikely collaboration, but apparently not.
Yeah. No, it's worked out all right. Good. Good for them. All right, Jennifer, I didn't hear you say you liked it.
I do like it.
I like it, Mommy. I like it. 28
I like it.
Past the hour here. A new study by American Financial Services. No, I'm sorry, Ameriprise. Well, let me try this again. A new study by Ameriprise Financial Services reveals how couples manage their money. It's no secret that money can be a source of tension in relationships. Really? Rick Roberts has more for you to contemplate here.
Surprisingly, the majority of American couples say that they're on the same page with their significant others when it comes to financial priorities. In fact, money tops the list as the topic most often discussed, trumping politics, healthcare, and world events. Here's Marcy Keckler, VP of Financial Advice Strategy at Ameriprise Financial.
7 in 10 couples say they have good communication around finances and money, but it didn't happen overnight. Most couples say their relationships evolved over time and their partner has helped them become more financially responsible, even if they don't always agree.
What are some secrets to successful financial planning with your partner?
Make money and finances a priority and share the responsibility for retirement planning and investment decisions. Try setting a spending limit, and any purchases over that amount need to be discussed. With a little work, you'll find common ground.
For more information, log on to Ameriprise.com. Now you're in the know.
When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen. She is our resident psychic, so we'll be talking with her in a matter of moments. 888-302-3684 if you want to have a psychic reading. I'm looking at a post on Facebook. Question: are you suffering from a terminal illness? Do you need euthanasia? Simply call 1-800-F... Have you seen this?
No, but simply call.
Simply call 1-800-CALL-THE-FBI and say you have evidence of a crime Hillary committed. A professional euthanizer will arrive within minutes to assist you. That's pretty sick, but it's pretty funny. Also, maybe not to some, but I found it just moderately amusing. Because, you know, all the rumors about how many people they've bumped off. And under the circumstances, I don't. You know what? It's no good if you have to explain it. Nobody else chuckled, so I guess I'll move on to some.
Is the government euthanizing people now? I'm confused.
And the idea was that if you have to explain it, it's not any good. The idea is that the Clintons have had people bumped off who have
get a Clinton connection there. Okay.
Ah.
If there is death in government, usually the Clintons are right there.
Clintons are involved.
It's a good rule of thumb.
It was not a political statement. It was supposed to be a joke, folks.
Yeah, this you was, ask Vince Foster if that's a joke.
Yeah, right, exactly. Or the other 24 people that are supposed to have been bumped off by.
I mean, 124.
124, sorry, Richie. Selena Avalos. She's from San Jose, California. Ordered Domino's chicken wings for lunch.
Oh, boy.
Instead of the wings, she received a box filled with thousands of dollars in cash.
Oh, score.
Ms. Avalos initially thought her order had been swapped for breadsticks. She saw the box, but she opened it up and she found $5,000 in it. She was confused, not surprisingly. She said, wouldn't they... where'd the money go? Why wouldn't somebody say, where'd the money go? She's extremely honest. Ms. Avalos, manager at a wireless store, got in touch with the Domino's franchise owner and brought the money back. Beside good karma, she got free pizza from Domino's for a year and a week off with pay from her employer. That's good. Selena Avalos, good for you. $5,000. Who's going to put $5,000 in a breadstick box from Domino's?
Yeah.
Pretty smart. I mean, there's got to be
very
something.
Very odd. Little... I guess they said put the bread in the box, right?
There you go.
Oh, don't fake laugh me, Doug Steffen. That's just rude.
The owner of the pizza joint or the manager is running a drug company in the background.
Yeah.
That's
right.
What it is.
Hello.
And it was a delivery that went to the wrong person, obviously.
Yeah. Ding, ding, ding. Do you really think that's true?
Yes.
Possible.
Yeah.
Why would anybody put $5,000 in a pizza box?
Yeah. I mean, that would if it's your night drop, then it would go in your little bag that, you know, you would take to the ATM or the bank at night. But, like, yeah, obviously, if it's in a box, that was a delivery.
Some kind of special delivery going on.
Yes.
There.
Yeah.
All right. Say hi to Coral, everybody, and to Joe. Say hi to Tom and Karen. Look at some of our Facebook friends here. Hi, Lisa. Hi, everybody. This is the Doug Jen and Victoria Experience. You'll experience Victoria Bullis, Paramount Psychic, in a moment here with DJV.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home design and DIY experts Ben and Aaron Napier. It's college football season, which also means it's tailgating season. Whether you're a current student or loyal alumnus, travel to support your team with this budget-friendly tip.
Aaron and I love going to our alma mater football games at Ole Miss with family and friends. We're lucky that it's close enough to drive, but for away games, we pack up the car and take a road trip, which gives us a chance to explore a new city.
For our tailgating adventures and to maximize our travel budget, we love to use our Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card because we earn 3% cash back at gas stations. We also earn 2% cash back at grocery stores and now at wholesale clubs for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on all other purchases.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback. That's bankofamerica.com/getcashback. I'm Taylor Purdie.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%. APR 3.57%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.5% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, 42 after the hour. DJ V, Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Joey Behar is with us. Victoria Bullis is with us. And the reason I had Joy on my mind was she told her audience on The View that she had sold her house after she buried a statue of St. Joseph. That would indicate that her house wasn't selling and she buried the statue and she got good luck, or is there psychic energy? Why would something like that work, Victoria?
Well, because so many people believe in it. Years and years ago, I heard a quote that I memorized verbatim from Carl Jung. Here it is. If enough people hold an idea constant long enough, it becomes reality. That was his definition of myth. The myth isn't not true. It's people believe something because there's somebody out there that have believed it in the past. So people believe that the statue of St. Joseph will sell a house. It's been going on for years. It's almost not even a religious thing anymore. It's like a real estate-y thing.
Really?
Yeah. And it used to be like $2, a statue of St. Joseph, online. Now it's like $20, a little plastic thing. We bury it upside down in the front yard, and bam, the house sells. It really, really, really works. I've known hundreds of people that sold houses that way.
I think I'm going to go buy a few of them and bury them in front of my house in Santa Monica and see what we get for...
I'm surprised I didn't think of that before myself.
Right. Yeah, Victoria Bullis is here, extraordinarily good psychic. There are people who think that psychics are a little strange. Well, by definition, psychics are going to be a little bit strange because you look at things in a different way.
Am I strange, Dougie?
A little bit strange, but strange is nice sometimes. Strange is good. I'm a little strange. As my daughter would be having, my daughter used to say to me all the time, Daddy, you're so strange.
Well, that is true.
Really? The pot calls the kettle black.
That's what you are. You're not strange, you're unique.
All right, well, I like being unique. Okay, so Victoria Bullis has a website. You can contact her, get readings, find out what's going on in your life. She's helped all the people here on the staff. 888-302-3684. Here's a lady named Sherry who has a question for Victoria.
Cool.
Sherry, tell us a little about you. What's your background? I see you're in Atlanta. What is your background?
Well, I'm in the racing industry.
Racing?
What's racing? Sports car racing.
Okay, sports car racing. Cool. Interesting field. Lots of young, good-looking men. what are you doing in the racing industry?
That's a reason going on.
Well, I'm an executive, and I handle the PR, the events. I coordinate race car drivers and business opportunities in China and Mexico, and pretty much I'm the key liaison for our core team.
Interesting, interesting. What's your question?
Well, this is kind of hard to ask. The man I work for made his first billion developing the nicotine patch.
Billion.
Now he's pretty much everything that he does is now in the race car industry, and he's getting pretty old, and I'm worried about my job security.
That, okay, so you'd like to know what's coming up as far as job security is concerned.
Yes.
So you actually have, that's your intuition speaking of, you actually have a real need to be concerned there. And I'm getting something like January, February, March. So this is a time for you to get your resume together, if you haven't already, to really focus a lot of your time and attention on making great connections in that industry. You do a lot of things. And I'm seeing between 6 and 16 opportunities that you can flow from your current job to. Now, one of them is doing events and PR, mostly events. And if it's somebody that is in the Atlanta area, you said you're from Atlanta, or Doug did, right?
Yeah.
I'm seeing an opportunity doing events in the Atlanta area. If you can find that opportunity, it will lead you to NASCAR. And then from NASCAR, I see you, this is what I suggest you do, but there are other opportunities if this doesn't work out initially. From NASCAR, I see you going into sports. Not sports cars, sports, and working for Mark Cuban.
Wow.
I know. You had more information than you thought you'd get today. So I don't see a direct link between you and Mark Cuban. It would come from NASCAR. So aim for that, but you know, get your ducks lined up because you may need to get a job quickly.
Okay.
Cool. All right, Sherry.
Anything to do for you about job security?
Were you talking about me?
Yeah.
My job security, Sherry, thanks for the call. My job security, I think I'm pretty secure here because you'll notice the name on the program is Doug, Jen and Victoria. So I'm okay. Let me go back to something we were talking about a few minutes ago, and that is the strangeness of people who do what you do. And I don't mean to focus. It isn't you. It's just in general. There are people who are good at this, and there are people who are not. There are people who are frauds. There are people who are in it for any number of reasons. But no matter what you say about someone who's a psychic, people will raise their eyebrows. They'll say, there's a stigma.
Annoying. It never bothers me. People say, how do you handle skeptics? And I say, it's really easy. I've rarely met anybody who was more skeptical than I was before I had a dream about all this that turned it around. So, you know, and by the way, I don't think there are that many frauds out there anymore because it's so easy to learn how to do the basic stuff.
How do you
mean? Probably learn stuff on YouTube or take a weekend class in how to do tarot or something like that. So I feel that the day of frauds is, you know, pretty much behind. It's not hard to do. It's different from learning how to do something and giving information to being good, though. That's different.
Right. Yeah, well, to trust your intuition, I mean, there are a lot of things that bring people around to having some sort of psychic ability or psychic connection. I think we all have it, you're right, but some people develop it like you do, and they make a career out of it. And so if you find Victoria interesting, she is different, and she won't treat you like others in a sense that the advice you got, all the people
different.
On the air here.
No nonsense.
Yeah, all the people on the air have gotten various bits and pieces of information, and you can too. Victoria Bullis, Bullis. .com. If you have a question, be specific, send it to me. Email doug@dougstefan.com or to victoriabullis.com. It's 10 before the hour.
Hello again. Hello. Just called to say hello.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aneurysm. abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Evalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of the Belly Flattening Breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Music from Harry Potter, John Williams. Chucker's not with us today, so we're left, Jennifer and Victoria and I, to our own devices. So it came to us that Harry Potter and the theme from those Harry Potter books and movies is going to become the basis for a Harry Potter-themed wine dinner in Chicago. So why are they doing it in Chicago? What's their
I have a feeling that they're trying this out in Chicago at City Winery, and I have a feeling that City Wineries around the country are going to pick up on this.
I got it. It's a chain, and this would be the first of many events.
A test site.
Yeah. You get a four-course prefix menu with wine for $85, and the references are to the Hogwarts houses, which
that's
is
kind
really
of fun.
Cool. Yeah.
Hipsters will dig on this.
I'm a Potterhead, so I would love this.
Jennifer is the wine head, so what would be a perfect wine to go with this, Jen?
Oh, way to put me on the spot. With Harry Potter, huh?
Yeah.
How about a magic Merlot?
Ooh, magic Merlot. That's
about all I got on short notice. I'm sorry.
That's good.
And the Cabernet Curse.
There you go. Very good. See?
Cabernet Curse. All right.
Or a Cabernet Charm, because there's a lot of charms, too.
Anybody comes up with gimmicks, it's a good way to get people into the restaurant. What the heck?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Up next on Movie Moments, the cast for the Peter Rabbit movie has been revealed. We'll get to that. And back to the IMDb ageism. Say it again, Doug. Ageism issue in a moment. 55 past the hour.
Burger King presents
Breakfast stories. Today's story, Bob and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
So, here's a doozy. I'm eating my 2 croissant sandwich for $4, you know? And this lady comes over, making big moon eyes. And I'm like, keep your paws off my other croissant sandwich, ma'am.
Great story, Bob. Thick cut bacon and eggs on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is the Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have 7 ingredients? Is it because 7 is a lucky number? Or because there's 7 wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate 7 cheesesteaks? No, it's because 7 is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
How fast are Allegra gel caps? It's raking the leaves and loving it fast. How strong are Allegra gel caps?
I'm running with my favorite workout partner, Strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gel caps give you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms. It starts working in just 1 hour, 2 times faster than Claritin's first dose, and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's saying yes to pick up football with the guys, Strong.
Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster, nothing's stronger. Among OTC oral antihistamines. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
All right, 56 past the hour. Peter Rabbit is going to move. Let's see if you get this, Rich. Peter Rabbit is hopping from books to the big screen.
Oh, I get it.
Knee slapper.
Let's see here. Columbia announcing that it's adapting the Beatrix Potter book to a live-action film. James Corden will be the voice of Peter Rabbit. Man, this guy's everywhere now, isn't he, huh? He's taking advantage of his fame and his popularity. Good for him. Rose Byrne is also on board. She'll play the role of Bee. Daisy Ridley is going to be a voice. I wonder why. She's not well enough known yet. She's only been in that first Star Wars movie.
Pretty much Star Wars, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so the people that produced the Lego movie are going to do this. Yet another big... Is Peter Rabbit that big these days? I remember as a kid.
Not anymore. I didn't think so.
That's stepping out there.
Yeah. This will definitely revive it for sure.
All right, so we were talking about IMDb and how ageism is a problem, especially for women, and there's reverse ageism as well. Spider-Man movies, Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield were 10 years older than their high school character, Peter Parker. But you know, where are you going to get somebody who's 15 years old to play Spider-Man? Maybe the other way around. But there are a lot of women who are getting vocal. I find it interesting. Helen Mirren has criticized the industry for age discrimination, but man, she has 3 or 4 movies a week, doesn't she? I mean, a year.
She seems to still do pretty well. Speaking, yeah, I mean, for others, Meryl Streep as well, but they're 2 major exceptions.
Yeah. Helen Mirren says, we all watch James Bond as he got more and more geriatric and his girlfriends got younger and younger. Pretty annoying.
Right. And watch the news, too, by the way. It's always the old guy with the young chick. Yep.
Yes. Heavenly days. Imagine that. What an outrage.
Hey.
59, yeah. Jennifer's here. Victoria's here. Doug's here. 59.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.